This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time, Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He is the chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, which makes him a member of the House Republican Leadership. He sits on both the House Budget and Ways and Means Committee, and he is also a former member of the House Financial Services Committee. So we want to get his thoughts on what exactly spooked Wall Street so badly on Thursday, heading down more than 500 points. And Congressman, obviously one of the worst days in Dow history. Interesting that throughout the ups and downs of the debt ceiling debate, the market, while trickling down a little bit, remained pretty calm. Obviously something changed today. What do you think's afoot?
No, I think that that this, in fact, is a refocus of Americans and the world, candidly, on the state of the United States economy and the ability of the economy to recover with the current policies that are in place and with the lack of job creation, the downgrading of the first quarter growth numbers from 1.3% to 0.4% and the most recent, or 1.9% to 0.4% in the most recent quarter, second quarter of 1.3% growth, which is anemic growth. It doesn't improve the economy at all. I think that there's an adjustment going on right now, and appropriately so, and the numbers won't improve, I don't believe, until the policy changes to one that rewards job creators, both in large and small businesses, as opposed to punishes them.
The credit raters seem to be assuaged by the deal that was passed earlier in the week. Does this suggest the markets aren't quite so sure?
No, I think they're two different issues.
Okay.
They're certainly related, but two different issues. The state of the economy is what the market responds to, and there are really no good signs out there for the future, given the policies that are currently in place. The credit rating agencies have recognized that that Congress and the President reached a stopgap measure that, although it doesn't significantly alter the course of federal spending, it does flatten it out a bit. The big thing that it does, I believe, is the adoption of a proposal that would allow for a voting on a balanced budget amendment in both the House and the Senate, and I think that's the thing that will ultimately be able to get our fiscal house in order.
What have you heard most of all from your constituents since this whole big fight over the debt ceiling happened in D.C.?
Oh, they continue to be very irate with the actions in Washington. They're very concerned about the bill. Most understand that the balanced budget amendment is what absolutely must occur. They're frustrated by the level of decrease in spending that, although flattening the line doesn't move it in the right direction. That is to decrease in absolute numbers federal spending. But it's the first step, as I have described for them, and also includes that structural reform that is so necessary, because regardless of the amount of money that was decreased in terms of spending, many will tell you that there's no number that could be enough. It's going to take that structural reform, like a balanced budget amendment, in order to get this thing back in line.
Certainly an eventful few days here in Washington, and we look forward to checking in with you to see more of the reaction from the folks back in the district as the recess period begins. Congressman, always a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, sits on the House Budget and Ways and Means Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.